The makers of Good Weber's Bread presents your all-star Western Theater. Singing a song under
Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Listen to a song of the wind. Listen to a song of the rain. Listen to the song of the sacred, calling to me again. Me and my pony are free. Sing in a song of the sacred. We never care where we be. We never work for a wage. We live a life of leisure here on the desert drive. We never search for a treasure. We want nothing gold can buy. We lose the cares of our age. Sing in a song of the sage.
Inviting all of you to go riding down the Melody Trail with the Riders of the Purple Sage. Later in our show, we'll have a Western story for you. But right now, it's one of those tunes from a Western picture that you all seem to like.
And before you sing it, Foy, let me tell the folks that you wrote this happy song.
That's
and
right.
It's titled, Everything's Going My Way.
Just jogging along, singing a song, not a worry or a care. Easy to please and breathe the breeze, I'm gonna be a millionaire. Not a thing on my mind, trouble's behind, oh what a wonderful day. Standing on the outside, looking on the inside, everything's going my way. Yippee-yay! Rich or poor, life can be sunny.
Just to be sure, have plenty of money.
So I'll pass you new to all of my blues. No more skies of gray. Gonna take it easy, I've heard it's breezy. Everything's going my way. Jogging along, singing a song, not a worry or a care. Easy to please and free to breathe, I'm gonna be a millionaire. Not a thing on my mind, troubles behind. Oh, what a wonderful day. Standing on the outside, looking on the inside, everything's going my way. Yippee-yay. Gonna live like a king, won't settle for less.
I'll have cattle in the bank and money out west.
So I'll bless you due to all of my blues. No more skies of gray. Gonna take it easy, I've heard it's breezy. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way.
You know, to write or create a song like that one we just heard, it takes a lot of brains. And it takes brains to plan a good meal, too, especially when you have three meals to plan 365 days out of the year. But Southern California homemakers know there is one food served at every meal that causes no worry. That's Weber's bread. Yes, you can always depend on Weber's bread for soft freshness, extra rich flavor, downright good eating. It's good, plain or toasted. Good in sandwiches. It's good anyway. So, when you're planning good meals, plan to serve Weber's bread. You'll find it in every grocery store in its crisp blue and white check gingham wrapper. That's Weber's. Good Weber's bread. And now, back to All-Star Western Theater.
It's waltz time in the All-Star Western Theater. Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage answer the requests that have come in for one of their most popular arrangements and one of their biggest selling records. I'm Waltzing with a Broken Heart.
I'm waltzing with a broken heart.
Here's a perfect spot for one of those Western classics. Maybe a song of the open range or the desert?
Yeah, but there's more to the West than deserts and cow country, Terry. This time we'll do a song for the people who live in the parts of the West where the big trees grow. It's pretty country, and it's a great song called The Timber Trail.
Timber!
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 Over mountains high,
timber,
down the canyon wide,
timber,
let me roam and ride
through timber.
When my day is done,
timber,
by the campfire's gleam,
timber,
let me lie and dream
dream of timber. Call timber's calling, and the echoes ring. For nature sings a song along the timber trail. Blue shadows falling down the canyon vale, where the whispering pines entwine along the timber trail. High in the sky above, the love song of the trees will wind and wind its way out on the breeze. All timber's calling, and the echoes ring, for nature sings a song along the timber trail. Song of the trees will blend and wind its way out on the breeze. All timber's calling and the echoes ring, for nature sings a song along the timber trail.
Timber!
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 It's adventure time on your All-Star Western Theater. Time for another story of our great Western land, told to you by Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This one's filled with action. It's called Nice Weather Today. When you travel in this Western land of ours, you'll find it's a long way between towns, even if you follow the main highway. There's 100 miles of desert sand and sagebrush, broken only here and there by a small service station and cafe. Not much in the way of an oasis, but mighty comforting to the travelers who depend on these out-of-the-way spots to meet the emergencies of desert travel. These little stopping places are usually run by colorful Western characters who prefer the loneliness of the desert to the comforts of a town. Their nearest neighbor may be 50 miles away, but the highway brings them a constant stream of visitors and sometimes real friends. Travelers who've stopped and stopped again and who keep coming back to visit every time they travel the road. Mike Jones is one who's made a host of friends. And our story's about Mike and his famous little desert spot at Cactus Junction.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
Cactus Junction is located where the river and the highway meet at Stony Bend. And Boy Willing and Al Sloy never pass that way without stopping to see Mike and to rest a few minutes in the long desert drive. The time is just about noon on a hot summer day as they drive in.
Oh, brother, look at all those nice green trees. Well, I haven't seen that much shade in 50 miles.
It's funny how good two little old cottonwoods can look in the middle of the desert.
Oh, park this thing in the shade, boy. Well, you can fry eggs on the fenders in this heat.
Don't you worry. I'm as anxious to get out of this sun as you are.
Yeah. Well, looks like we're the only customers.
Yeah. Not many people travel in the daytime out here if they can help it.
Not only people, even the rattlesnakes and prairie dogs have got sense enough to stay out of the sun. Boy.
Well, how do you do? Welcome back to Cactus Junction.
Hello. Oh, Mike. Glad to see you're still in business.
Yeah, I don't think we could have made it all the way into town in that heat.
Heat? Hey, listen to the man. It's nice weather today.
Yeah.
It's only 128 right out there in the shade of the cottonwood.
That isn't hot?
Well, maybe. But it's dry heat. You don't feel it so much.
Now, cut out the Chamber of Commerce talk and give me a nice cold Coke about a foot high, Mike.
Well, sure, but don't you go running down our desert just because we got a nice sunny day.
You haven't had anything but sunny days for the last 20 years, Mike.
That is a slanderous statement. Maybe you didn't hear about the two rainstorms we had.
Yeah? When was all of this?
Oh, you haven't heard,
eh? No, and I wouldn't believe it if I did hear it.
Well, it rained here New Year's Day.
No.
Started at 9 in the morning. Kept coming down till 9:15.
Sounds like a regular flood.
Well, when was the other cloud burst?
Well, that was a while back. Winter 33, or was it 34?
Well, whenever it was, Mike, you've had a chance to dry out.
Here's your drinks, gents.
Oh, yeah.
Going on another hunting trip?
Yeah, that's right. We're going up into the White Mountains. The rest of the boys will be along tomorrow.
I'll be watching for them. Don't do much business in Cactus Junction these days. Most folks travel at night if they can.
Oh, that tastes good. Hey, Mike, how do you keep it so cool in here?
Air conditioning.
Yeah?
Desert style. Them blankets hanging in the windows are kept wet with water from the windmill tank.
Hmm.
And the wind blowing through the canyon cools the place.
Why, I thought you liked the heat.
Well, I sure do, but at Cactus Junction, we always look to the comfort of the customer. City fellers can't stand hot weather like we can.
Well, it sure is nice in here. Boy, why don't we just stay here until dark?
Oh, huh? No. I'm afraid we have to be rolling, Al. Besides, you'd be bored stiff sitting here and listening to Mike brag about the desert climate.
Oh, I guess so. Nothing exciting could happen way out here, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. There was a time a rattlesnake wandered into the ladies' powder room.
Yeah?
Things got right lively for a while.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, then there's a time we had the frostbite case.
Frostbite?
Yep. Kid fell into the ice water where I keep the soda pop.
Life in the Wild West. Sure sounds thrilling, Mike.
Oh, we have our share of excitement here.
All right.
Huh?
Hey,
what's going on?
Come on. Reach high, all of you. That's better. Now, which one of you guys got the key to the convertible out there?
Aren't they in the car?
You know they ain't. They need them. Come on, toss them over to me and don't try any funny stuff when you reach for them.
Hey, you better do as he says, boy. This must be the no-good that escaped from the prison headed this way. Highway Patrol's been looking for him for 2 days.
You talk too much, Pop. Maybe they ought to shut you up for good.
Don't shoot him, fella. He's the only man on the desert with ice-cold cokes.
All right, funny man. You shut up, too.
Yeah?
Come on, where them keys?
Dig them out, Foy. This critter will think nothing of killing a few more. Besides, the highway is blocked both ways. He'll never get past the law.
Okay. Here's the keys. Catch him.
Okay.
Get him, Al. Let him have a mic. Hold it.
All right. Back up in the corner, all of you. Back up!
Yeah.
One more trick like that, and I'll plug the whole bunch of you. Now, get in that icebox.
You mean that big refrigerator?
That's just what I mean. I'm locking you in.
But we'll freeze to death in there.
Yeah. Right in the middle of the desert in the summer. Your friends won't believe it, will they?
We shouldn't have made him mad for
it. I guess not, Mike. But it almost worked.
All right, back in the corner. Come on. Just take this big cleaver and knock off the inside handle. And throw the cleaver outside so you can't chop your way out. Yeah, keep cool, gents.
Well, looks like we're going to have a cold summer, don't it?
It's going to be too cold if we can't figure some way to get out of this meat locker.
Oh, yeah. Just a few minutes ago, I was moaning about the heat.
Well, this will teach you to run down our desert climate. Why, we've got the best climate in the world.
What do you mean? It's always too hot or too cold. I'm going to try to knock that door open. Oh, like I broke my shoulder.
Yeah, that door's 8 inches thick. You can't break it open unless maybe you do it with your head.
If we had something heavy, maybe we could knock the lock loose on the outside.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't keep a battering ram in my icebox.
No, but there's something. How much does that hindquarter of beef weigh?
Oh, about 200 pounds. Hey, maybe we could do it at that. Here, grab hold here, Al.
Yeah.
Get on the other side, Foy. All right. One, two, three.
Grab, work it.
Yeah. Try it again.
Come on, let's go again.
One, two, three. Doggone, there goes my icebox.
Well, that's better than freezing to death inside. Come on, let's go call the police.
Where do you think you are, Hollywood? Ain't a phone within 40 miles.
Oh, fine. There goes your car, Foy.
I don't know. That crook won't stick to the highway after hearing me say the police had it blocked off.
Yeah, that's right. He'll probably take off across the desert.
Sure. Heading south toward the border.
Oh, there's an awful lot of desert out there.
Yep. He could drive around in the cactus till he runs out of gas. But he won't.
Yeah?
He'll head for Injun Notch where the river goes through.
Well, what makes you so sure?
Well, it's where the old road goes through the hills. It's the only way to get out of the valley except by the highway. We'll find him in your car right in the notch.
Oh, I don't know how you can be so sure about it.
It's on account of the weather, Foy. Finest climate in the world for catching crooks. Now let's get my old Jeep out of the shed, out and back, and start trailing that varmint.
Hey, take it easy, Mike. My spine's coming apart.
Yeah, mine too. Slow down a little when you make these turns.
Yeah.
I almost fell out on the last one.
I ain't got much further. Right at the top of this hill, we can look down into Injun Notch.
I still don't see why we'll catch him in Injun Notch. And I still don't see what the weather has to do with it.
Well, I ain't got time to tell you now. Whoa, Betsy. Whoa.
Oh, by golly, I'm still alive.
Well, that's a miracle, Al. Mike thinks he's driving a horse.
Ain't nothing but a horse or a jeep can get around this country. Bring the guns over the edge here.
Oh, brother, if it was 128 back in the shade, what is it out here in the sun?
Take your hat off, you'll find out.
Don't you do it, Al. You'd have a sunstroke in 3 minutes.
Oh, I can believe that.
Hey, quiet, you two. Now, just peek over the edge.
Well, I'll be darned.
Why, that's your car, Foy. Just where Mike said it would be.
Yep. And there's a guy we're looking for. Just gathering up his stuff to start out on foot. All right, you, put up your hands. Pour some lead into him, boys.
All right, give up.
Hold it. He's checking in. Throw down your guns and walk up here. We got you covered every step.
All right, I will, but don't shoot.
He's not so tough when somebody else is holding the gun.
Yeah, fellas like him never are.
I'll have to hand it to you, Mike. But how did you know the car would quit him right here?
On account of the weather.
Yeah? But what about the weather?
Well, this here's the only way out of the valley. And for a quarter of a mile here, the road goes down the old riverbed.
Yeah?
Well, that rain we had last winter washed a lot of sand over the road.
I can see that.
Then we had a big windstorm last week. Blew the sand up in the dunes and blocked the road.
By golly, you're right.
And it's too dad blame hot in that notch to drive any car through sand dunes. So I figured he'd get out and start walking when he got here.
Well, Mike, you should have been a detective.
Yeah, or a weather expert.
Nope, neither one. Ain't often we need a detective out here in the desert. Or a weatherman either. Climate's always a shame. Wonderful weather for catching crooks. But it's lousy to live in.
Friends, Southern California styles are now featured all over the United States simply because they are becoming comfortable and smart. And in the same manner, California cuisine is fast becoming one of the most popular. I guess Californians just know how to live and eat. I know they certainly know how to enjoy good Weber's bread. Yes, Weber's bread has been a Southern California favorite for years and years. It's just typical of good taste. Weber's bread is always soft, fresh, and delicious. It's bound to be because it's made of the finest ingredients. It's blended and baked by master bakers, and it's delivered oven fresh to your favorite grocery store every day. Yes, Weber's bread is a Southern California natural. It's good to look at, and it's good to eat. Try good Weber's bread very soon. You'll see it in your grocery store in its gay blue and white check gingham wrapper. Ask for Weber's. Good Weber's bread. And now, back to All Star Western Theater.
Here's a song of the wide open desert land. A song that tells of brassy skies, the long, hot, sandy ride over the wasteland, and the lift of cool water at the end of the day. Here's a song that climbed to popularity because it draws a true picture of a wonderful part of the West. The riders of the Purple Sage and Cool Water.
Cool. All day I've faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free, and it's waiting there for you and me? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. But with the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool water, clear water.
listen to him then. He's the devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than one.
Water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show. Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
That's just about all the time we have. But we hope you can be back with us again next week when we go riding down the Toon Trail and also bring you another story of the West. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Sievert, the Riders of the Purple Sage. Thanks to Fred Howard and Tony Barrett, who helped us tell our story. And thanks also to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. So long, and until next week, take care of yourself and stay happy.
From Hollywood, you've heard your All-Star Western Theater, a desert radio production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking. This is the Mutual Domini Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles. JFM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles.